from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Last year is over, to be honest. No, we celebrated. We had a good time. It's been an awesome summer. I've been having a great summer, by the way. But it's over with. Now it's back to work. Now we got the target on our back. Everybody's trying to come after us, and I'm like, come on. So it's back to work. I'm looking forward to next season.
That is Jaylen Brown, ready for the upcoming season. Hell camp's right around the corner.
Back to the pool.
And then it's going to be the Celtics' quest to go back-to-back. And, well, yesterday the buzz on the street was maybe Jeff Bezos is in line to buy the Celtics and that he really wants it. And, of course, that came from Bill Simmons. You take that for whatever it's worth. And then a update yesterday, according to The Information, which is a real thing. It is run by real people.
Costs a lot of money.
Bezos has, quote, no plans, end quote, to buy the Celtics, according to The Information. It mentions here that Bezos has been linked to the Washington Commanders, and apparently Bezos was simply outbid for the Commanders, according to some reports. They got a quote in here from Front Office Sports, and somebody who's like a sports management professor is like, well, there's not really that many billionaires in the world, so Bezos's name is going to come up. Is this just interesting semantics? No plans to?
It's true.
Or
yeah.
I said it yesterday. It's the lowest hanging of fruit to just say, well, Bezos has a ton of money, and he's been on sports teams before, so why wouldn't he be in on
this? Has he been
this?
On sports teams before?
I just mentioned that he was in on the Commanders.
Oh, that's right. wasn't even paying attention.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
just,
a lot.
I'm just going to admit it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it even maybe it is semantics. I mean, what type of deal would you have to make? And I think the main thing is, like, yeah, I have no plans because, yeah, you only want to give me 51%.
I do think that the way that the Grosbecks would like to structure the sale might end up factoring into it. But then again, if you're a multi-billionaire and you have enough money to be able to buy the Celtics, I would think that wouldn't just bother Jeff Bezos. I would think that would bother other people who would love to come in and gain control of the franchise.
It is interesting. So the only name that pops up is it Bezos or Bezos?
I think I say Bezos, but I think it's Bezos.
Okay. Can't call him just B.
We can't just go with Jeff. How about Jeffrey? Jeff.
Let's do what Rodgers did with Robert.
With Jeffrey.
Robert. So when Jeff decides to buy the team.
That's what Robert wanted to do.
Yeah, when Jeff decides to buy the team, then he's gonna want a WNBA team along with it. He's gonna want another outside. He's gonna want a new facility, a new arena. All that stuff's gonna be part of it.
No, look, regardless of Bezos, whatever. I say it almost Yinzer and Bezos, but nevertheless, if this guy wants it, he can get it because he can pay more than anybody else. But the one thing about billionaires is they're normally smart business people. Whereas we, as you know, how many people sit around and dream, boy, if I won $400 million in the lottery, what would I do? Somebody with $140 billion net worth doesn't sit around and do that. It's more of the, where am I going to place my money? Is this a good strategic investment? And there are multiple reasons for a guy like Bezos, whatever, to not jump in something like this.
So if he was in on the Washington Commanders, the Seattle Seahawks, and when it came down to those, he was simply, I'm just reading a Financial Times report, said he was just simply outbid.
Yes.
That was it. Did you say that also?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
God. What are you doing
there? How long were you not?
Like, seriously.
I do not know. I don't know. I'm sorry. Wait, can you marry those two together so I literally say the same thing that he just said?
No.
You really need to marry those two together.
What'd you say?
You honestly need to marry those two together. Well, it's been a while since I did that.
I would agree.
It's been a while.
No, it's true.
It's been a while.
Especially at that level where you read from the exact same thing that I read from because I linked it in the show rundown.
I clicked the link and I'm sitting there reading it like I found it on my own. I was like, well, he didn't say this.
So I guess Bezos was in, but now he's out. We'll see who is next in the hokey pokey carousel that will be the sale of the Boston Celtics. Andy Hart will join us at noon. Gerard Mayo's press conference at 12:30. All that coming up next hour with Gretchen Fourier. Don't forget to download and subscribe to the Odyssey app. Adapt to the app. You can take this show wherever you go. I don't know if you happened to see the outrage that was on the interwebs yesterday connected to the National Football League and some of their league partners. John Auerand of Puck News, which, again, a real site, out-of-market game package for the Red Zone on the Apple Store for viewing on an iPad or iPhone. The cost of this package is $680. So the Red Zone on Apple,
yep,
$680. And if you want to package it up with the Red Zone, throw another $60 on there, and for $739.99, you can get the Red Zone and the Sunday ticket package. That seems ridiculous.
That seems like a lot. I don't know if I... So this is a... What is it? Out-of-market game package.
Oh, that's the...
That's the key.
No, but that would be the... If you're in Des Moines, Iowa, and there's not an NFL team in sight...
Don't have one in sight.
Right. You're going to spend $679.99 to be able to watch all the games via Red Zone on your tablet, phone, yada, yada.
So what team would Des Moines, Iowa actually get? What would be their home team? What would be their 1 o'clock, right?
My guess would be Chicago,
Des Moines, Iowa.
Chicago, Detroit, Denver, of those maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Something like
we
that?
We need one of those maps that people say, here are all the fans in this state.
Oh, it's not even more than the fans. It's the whole who has, like, home rights territories and all that sort of whatnot, which is why there wasn't an NHL team going back to Hartford.
Would you pay this much?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Are people paying for it?
No. Number one, the Red Zone, which, by the way, and we were talking about this yesterday in the off-air show, you used to have to pay extra for the Red Zone. Now it's, like, baked into your cable. Like, for mine, I know it's there all the time.
I wouldn't even know. I mean, but for us, though, it's just a write-off anyways. Just go ahead and purchase it, and at the end of the year, just write it off as a business expense. You should be able to have all 22, like NFL Red Zones. You got to have all these games, all these packages. No big deal. $700, bam, write it off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I'm not paying that. I'm not paying that, even though it could be a write-off. I can get what I need from Red Zone. Again, I'm one of those people who will slap a high-def antenna and pull the game off of just regular broadcast television whenever I need to. Hell, if you got the right HD antenna, depending on where you are, on a Sunday, you could set up two TVs and watch like four football games or something like that. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
I can't do it unless I'm forced to do it. Like, I don't want to watch. I only have enough patience and just like ability to focus on one. But that's it.
So you're
easy. And I'm not a big fan of the Red Zone either, to be honest with you. Like, the whole, like, that's another thing I'm not a big fan of. And the other thing is, if you go to, like, the NFL.com or whatever, you can literally go. They have all the, basically, everything that the Red Zone does in a one little, like, you know, 10-minute package.
And the 781, it's not 680 for the Red Zone. I said it is 680 for the Sunday ticket. And if you tag on $60 to get it to $739.99, that's when you get both. The 508 said with YouTube TV, it was like $200 for the full package with Red Zone. So these are for people who...
And that was also like $90 a month or something for YouTube TV.
I mean...
So it's a lot.
It is just...
It's too much.
No, you know what's amazing is we have now taken what was created in 1990 and we're now just doing it with streaming. I mean, really. We now just have streaming cable. That's all it is. And now people have partnered up or whatever. But when you really think about it, what are we doing? We're shifting dollars that would have been spent on cable where, by the way, if you stick with it and you have it, you get all of the, you get like the apps and stuff, the kind of like if you're a, for me.
You get a bundle.
Yeah. Like we have HBO and whatnot and all that. Okay. Well, guess what? I get to go on HBO Max and super easy. And so it's just so splintered, but it's crazy to think that if you're an out of marketer and you want to watch it through the Apple TV, you're looking at almost $700.
That's such a big number.
It really is kind of crazy. My freaking laptop died because I only have my backup charger today.
Oh, see, I know why I'm like that. I know why I'm like kind of disconnected today.
You?
Yeah.
It has. It mentions here that Bezos has been linked to the Washington Commanders, and apparently Bezos was simply outbid.
A few moments later.
Has he been on sports teams before?
I just mentioned that he was in on the Commanders.
Oh, that's right.
12 seconds later.
And when it came down to those, he was simply, I'm just reading a Financial Times report, said he was just simply outbid.
Yes.
That was it. Did you say that also?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Oh boy, it's been a while.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that is
right there.
Literally just everything you said. I was actually looking at you while you were saying it.
I know.
I didn't hear a word you said.
That's great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.